A wailing at the back door demands my attention. I open it to find Buttercup, Prim's scruffy old tomcat. He dislikes the new house almost as much as I do, and always leaves it when my sister's at school. We've never been particularly fond of each other, but now we have this new bond. I let him in, feed him a chunk of beaver fat, and even rub him between the ears for a bit. "You're hideous, you know that, right?" I ask him. Buttercup nudges my hand for more petting, but we have to go. "Come on, you." I scoop him up with one hand, grab my game bag with the other, and haul them both out onto the street. The cat springs free and disappears under a bush. Simba walked over and sat down on the plateau next to him. He waited for a minute, which in Simba time felt like hours. And then, finally, he couldn't take it anymore. "What are we doing? There's nothing up here," he said. Mufasa shook his head. "Look, Simba," he said, his deep voice serious. "Everything the light touches is our kingdom." Following his father's gaze, Simba took in the horizon and all the land that lay in front of it. His eyes grew wide. "Wow," he said softly. "You rule all of that?"